If you've got a name, then share it with me. We will talk, cause I am Tony. So voice your voice with Tony Voice Voice.
Hello and welcome once again to the hairy little world of Tony Voice Voice, the only radio show not technically on the radio. Now today we'll be diving headfirst into the animal kingdom and its many wonders. We will be discussing the diversity of nature and contemplating mankind's place in its beautiful surroundings. To help unearth some of these mysteries, I'm joined by the sexy simian, the lusty lizard, the sweaty beetle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wayne Washbrook.
Yeah, you missed one, Tone.
Let me see. The pedo panda.
Nah, it's what them Chinese call me, innit, Tone? They can't get enough of them panda bears. You know, they only rag each other once a year. Well, you know, that's the bears, not the chinks. Those nips can go for days, especially if you pay off the family. I even bought a few back, but customs didn't like the idea of smuggling a few China fellas in a suitcase.
Fellows?
Or girls. I mean, they all look the same anyway.
And it's lovely to have you back. So, Wayne, I'll start with an easy one. What is your favourite animal?
Favourite animal? Is this, like, including wasps and that?
If you like.
You know, what are them things in that film? You know, the one about the little gay wizard?
If you're talking about Harry Potter, those are dragons.
Yeah, dragons, then.
They're fictional, Wayne.
What do you mean, like?
We've done this. Fictional is not real. You know, like most of your life.
All right, don't get personal. So there's no such thing as dragons?
No.
What about unicorns?
It's unicorns, and they're make-believe too.
Nah, man, me and Mike saw one. Well, we thought it was a unicorn, but someone had sellotaped a sausage to his head. It was going mad trying to have a little nibble and that. They're quite sexy, actually, you know, like unicorns.
Yeah, maybe to other unicorns.
Actually, the mermaids are probably my favourite. You know, as long as the fish and head things are the right way around.
Oh, so like a woman's head on a fish's body?
Don't be disgusting. Who wants to bum a trout?
So you prefer the fish head?
I've done worse, Tone.
Would it surprise you to know that they're also imaginary?
Nah, you're having me on there. Me and Mike saw one. It poked its little head out of the water the other day. You know, like brushing a pubes with a fishbone and that.
I'll assume you're lying again there, Wayne. So, other than animals that you've read in children's books, what other things fascinate you?
All right, Tone, give me a few examples, like.
Okay, well, here's something that I think you'll like. Every 2 years, a male lion will have sex every 15 minutes for a week straight. Now, what do you think of that?
What, is it like frigid or something?
What are you talking about? I mean, that's incredible. Every 15 minutes, think of that.
Well, what's he doing for the other 14 minutes?
How does his facts not impress you?
Well, I'm not having a go at them lions or anything, but I'd be ready to go again in 5 myself. I mean, what else is there to do in the jungle?
What are you talking about?
Well, they don't have, like, Xbox or anything, do they?
No.
And, I mean, they're not even on the internet, man. I saw this documentary where this little lion started hanging around with a warthog and he had like a bit of a wrestle with his uncle and that, but otherwise it looks fucking boring.
Isn't that the plot to The Lion King?
Yeah, I think it's like an Attenborough one or something.
Somehow I doubt that. Okay, how about this then? A frog cannot vomit. Whenever it tries to, it vomits its entire stomach.
Is that when it's like out on the piss like?
I'm sorry, but what are you picturing these frogs doing?
Like, is this one having a bit of a dance and then like vomiting up his stomach all over the place and that?
Why are you introducing dancing and clubbing into this? It's a frog.
Well, like Kermit used to party about a bit. You know, him and that pig. You know, the missus. They'd always be on the drink getting it on like. You know, that surprises me more actually, a frog bumming a pig.
I give up. Okay, so how about we introduce our first guest? He's a zoologist from London Central Zoo, and he's brought with him a little friend. So I'd like to give a warm welcome to Harry Butwash.
You're out, lads.
Now, Harry, who have you brought with you today?
This is my friend Barney. Say hello, Barney.
Black bastard, squawk!
Now, Barney, I told you to behave. Now what do you say?
Hail Hitler!
That's better.
Hang on a second, was that the bird?
Oh, isn't he precious? You want to stroke him?
You fucking bet I do. What kind of bird is this then? Like one of them pigeons?
Barney is an African macaw.
How come he's all like multicoloured and that?
That's Barney's plumage. You see, parrots have a much better vision than us and can manage a much wider range of colours. The plumage is to attract other parrots and impress potential mates. Isn't that right, Barney?
Fuck off, you nigger!
That's a good lad.
So this parrot's like on the pool, like?
Sort of. I mean, if a potential mate likes a display, there's a chance of copulation between the two birds.
Oh, so this one will flash his wing a bit, like show a bit of arse and that. And another parrot will have a go, like, if he likes the feathers. Seems a bit complicated to me. Why don't Barney just go around ragging in that man? Cut out the middleman.
The mating process of many species is like this, especially in ornithological terms.
All right, enough of the big quotes, you dickhead. So what would happen, hypothetically, I shave that bird and pretty stick some of his feathers on my body?
Well, first thing, you'd probably be arrested. Barney here's worth thousands of pounds and he's a protected species. Shaving him's probably a criminal offence. Isn't that right, Barney?
Kill the jigaboo, Squawk!
I don't mean to interject, but have you noticed something weird about your parrot, Harry?
What do you mean?
Doesn't he seem a little bit racist to you?
No, Barney's a good boy.
Vermassen, Deutschoden, Straten?
Now, Barney, enough of the German, we've talked about that.
Hang on a second, it's beginning to talk sense. What was that about exterminating?
Totten say Deutschfatzen und Jordan, Squawk!
Ah, sei haben mir geholfen, das Licht zu sehen. Danke.
Wayne, I had no idea you spoke German.
Nah, I learned it at that neo-Nazi rally in Stechford.
What are you doing at a neo-Nazi rally?
What do you think? I'm inciting a revolution, Tone. Ain't that right, Barney?
Glory to the white man, Squawk!
This is supposed to be about animals, for God's sake. Harry, whatever you've done to this poor creature is beyond me. And Wayne, I'll talk to you later. Now, I think it's time for an advertisement break before we get taken off the air.
Each year, thousands of animals are mocked, teased and ridiculed by pet owners, farmers and animal testing scientists around the world. Just last year, 300 cats were treated for clinical depression, whilst one in every 10 ferrets take matters into their own paws. From horses to amoebas, animals have all suffered some form of verbal abuse at some part of their lives.
You dirty badger.
You call yourself a macaw?
Uh-oh, you platypus.
It is widely known that lemming suicides are amongst the highest in the animal kingdom, and yet this could be avoided. A survey of over 7 random pet owners revealed some harrowing facts. Nearly 94% said they had no concern for their animal's welfare, and nearly 3/3 of those surveyed had resorted to imprisoning these poor creatures in their own home. One owner had even neglected to check his budgie for signs of bipolar disorder, despite the warnings being all too obvious. Captain Chirp is now recovering in a sealed facility, gaining the help he was never given. Our dedicated team of therapists, psychologists and janitors have already helped Mr. Smudgeface beat his meth addiction. So depraved were these owners that they had even paid back alley doctors to perform violent operations on animal genitalia. Thanks to post-neuter depression, the number of kittens who turn to drugs is rising. It is not long before these poor animals turn to crime to fund their habit, and this can only mean one thing. Cat burglars. For only £70 a month, we can put an end to petty bullying for good. Call us now on 0845 600 9624 753 2831 and we'll send you a bag of scorpions absolutely free. Animals have feelings. Do you?
Hello, it's me, Adam Jervis. Today I'm in the jungles of Kenya on a real-life safari. Apparently there are some animals out there that are even angrier than some of my Rottweilers. I've been told that some of them will even bite me for a laugh, you know, to impress their mates. Thankfully, I'm safe inside of a car with my new best friends, Kofi and Benwe. Say hello, Benwe.
Yoda, be quiet or I cut off your head.
He's always making jokes like that. I reckon we're going to be friends for life, don't you?
I said be quiet.
He's probably got a head angle or something. Anyway, hopefully we'll get to meet some of them animals on the way. Although I'm a little worried about them, if I'm honest. I mean, there's a lot of guns in their car and Kofi can get a little bit angry at times. Maybe he's just excited about the animals, you know. Then again, he did shoot a hippo a few miles back, so I'm not quite sure. So, Kofi, what can you tell me about these animals?
What are you doing? What is this?
It's a microphone, you know, for the radio show.
Radio? Are you calling for help?
Of course I'm not. Tony makes me do little pieces about the world for his little podcast. Maybe you've heard of
it. Is this Tony rich?
What do you mean?
Will he pay for your life?
I never go into finances with my mates. It's an awkward conversation topic, if I'm honest.
You call for help and I'll shoot you in the head, you understand?
Alright, calm down. Yeah, wait a minute. We're missing all the animals. Tell the driver to slow down. We're going too fast.
I told you to be quiet. Kofi, get the bag.
No, not the bag again. It's too hot in there.
You'll be quiet, yeah?
Fine, I'll be quiet. You know, I'm beginning to have my doubts about this whole trip. Are you even a licensed safari tour guide? Am I even insured right now? And what's with all the grenades?
You there, boy. Tell me something.
Do your family treasure you?
Probably not, if I'm honest. I mean, Stephen's always mean to me. The other day, he shaved my eyebrows in my sleep and had a wee in my cupboard. I mean, I know he loves me deep down, but sometimes he really grinds my gears. As for my dad, he's alright, you know, but he treats me like a baby. I'm 28 and I've still got a bedtime. I mean, that's a little bit messed up, don't you think? And they make me sleep in the rabbit hutch. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but they're all dead. Have you ever tried using a dead rabbit as a pillow?
You are doing my head in.
Do you have any ibuprofen? I mean, you might be getting a headache. Or worse even, I mean, I suffer from migraines myself. My dad reckons it's from all the motherboards. I mean, he said they're radioactive and can make me glow in the dark, but I don't believe him. I mean, I sell loads of them to my friends and I've never had a complaint. Well, that's not really true, but they're definitely not radioactive. Wait a second, there's an elephant. Stop the car.
I said shut up.
Well, you're in a bit of a funny mood, and Benway, do you want me to massage your shoulders a little bit? I mean, it must be stressful running a successful tour company out in the woods. Here you go.
Get off me, you madman. Coffee, tie him up.
But I'm already wearing a seatbelt. I mean, I know you're probably thinking about health and safety, but I think I'll be fine. Actually, I do get some travel terrors, so it's probably a good idea.
What do you mean by travel terrors?
Oh, it's just some of my dad made up. Basically, I can't really travel anywhere without, you know,
being sick?
Something like that.
You dirty bastard! Get out of my car now!
Oh, sorry about that.
But what about the ransom?
Wait a minute, what ransom?
The man has just shit himself.
Where are you going? Oh, great, I'm stuck in the jungle. Anyway, that's enough from me. If I don't come home, tell my family that I died doing what I love most. Wrestling animals. Bye!
Thank you, Adam, for another great episode of Adam's Adventures. Now, next up, we've got an advertisement break, but stick around, because we have the brand new single from Rico Sexy coming after the break.
Coming soon to theatres near you. The heroic story of one man's vision against all odds. One man who changed the face of the world as we know it.
So what you gonna do?
I'm going to change the face of the world as we know it.
I'm done with that.
A heartwarming story of compassion.
You are all of my children.
Love.
I burn your face out of love.
And hope.
Are you leaving us?
I will never leave you.
Invisible Children, in collaboration with Disney Pixar, presents Coney and Beyond.
These guns can be yours!
Joseph Kony was a man with an idea. To unite a country.
This is my Uganda!
To give hope to thousands.
These kids need God. I am their God!
A martyr.
I will die for them!
A visionary.
Have you ever heard of Joseph Kony?
What, you haven't?
A father.
It's a boy!
His goal? To build an army.
Will you join me?
From the creators of Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally.
It's Kony Jr. He's dead!
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
I did not see that coming.
Disney Pixar, in collaboration with Invisible Children, present Kony and Beyond.
Kony.
Now in 3D.
If I am guilty of one thing, it is love!
Can you dream?
Now, as promised, here's the brand new single from Rico Sexy. It's Animals!
Underneath the soil lives a dirty old worm. Dig it up, stick it on the end of your burr. Up in the trees lives the birds and the bees. So get your willy out and they'll drop to their knees. Open him wide.
Welcome back to Tony Voice Voice, where we're talking animals. We're going to finish with a little quiz. Now, we've got two callers on the line, both hoping to win a signed copy of that Rico sexy single, Animals. We'll also throw in a few DVDs, including the Gardener's World box set and the Best of News Night. Now, who do we have on the line, Wayne?
Yeah, on line one, we've got... Oh, wait a second. What did you say your name was again?
Me is Yuki Shagawan.
Yeah, that's some chinky fella. And I've got my best friend Mike on the other line. Mike, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, you're right, Wayne.
You're right, Mike. How's the boat going? You got them hoes ready for tonight?
You know I have. You ready for some dog wrestling tonight?
You fucking know I am. Bitches, boats and tuna sandwiches, man, living the dream. Anyway, you both ready?
I is ready.
What the fuck are you on about?
I is ready.
Fucking chow mein and that.
Fuck you, asshole.
Spare ribs and what?
You're really pissing me off.
I ain't getting heads or tails from this fella. Mike, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I'll ask each of you three questions and whoever has the most correct at the end wins. Question one is for Yuki. A scorpion has how many legs?
You mean the legs of a scorpion is number of, in English, is, you repeat question.
How many legs does a scorpion have?
I say scorpion has 8 legs.
Correct. Scorpions are part of the arachnid family and therefore have 8 legs. Now, Mike, what is the largest mammal in the world today?
Wayne, what the fuck's a mammal?
What? A mammal? I think he's making this up, Mike.
It's something that isn't, you know, a bird or a fish or reptile, amphibian, plant, insect.
Oh, dinosaur?
They're extinct.
Oh, fucking elephant then.
Good guess, but it's the blue whale. Again, that's the blue whale.
That's a fish, you bellend.
No, Michael, whales are in the mammal family.
This is bullshit, man. He's making it up, Wayne.
Believe me, Mike, it's best to just leave it.
Question two is for Yuki. Which of the following is in the simian family? Again, that's which of the following is in the simian family? Is it A, the planet Neptune, B, a Volkswagen Polo GTI, or C, an ape?
This is in English, is the ape, C.
Correct again, the answer was C, an ape.
Nah, I ain't having that. How the fuck did you get ape from what he said? It sounded more like that Neptune thing to me.
Fuck you, I speak English very well.
Oh, I got nothing from that. I tell you, Tone, it's no wonder they're all picking cockles.
You is cunt.
Well, I definitely understood that. Say it's my face, you fucking dirty slant-eyed lampshade-wearing nip.
I am really pissed off now.
Wayne, this is your final warning. Now, question two is for Mike. The kangaroo and koala bear are both part of which family? Again, that's the kangaroo and the koala bear are both part of which family? And remember, Mike, you need this to stay in the game.
I didn't even know they were related. Fuck this shit, I'm going. Can you burn me a CD of that Rico sexy stuff for me, Wayne?
Alright, Mike, no problem, mate.
The answer was, of course, marsupial. That means, Yuki, you are today's winner and go away with those fantastic prizes.
I is very, thank you, Tony. Wayne, go fuck you.
Was that a diss? I mean, it's not fair, man. He can say whatever he wants, not just look like a dickhead.
Never mind. Now, that's it for today's episode of Tony Voice Voice. And remember, if you've got a voice, then, fuck it.
If you've got a name, then share it with me. We will talk, 'cause I am Tony. So voice your voice with Tony Voice Voice.